Great state title. Fantastic for the city of Harbor Beach. First thing I'd like to say, you started off great in the first half. Little bit of a momentum swing in the third quarter.
You know, that third quarter, we had the one drive where we got a penalty and then I called a pass on first down. We should have kept running it. You know, if we would have finished that drive, complexion of the game would have been a little bit different. But, you know, our guys faced some adversity and defense stepped up and offense did a little bit at the end. A lot like the Waterford game last year, I would say.
Yeah, we were talking very similar to that game. I want to take you back to the third quarter. They were within 3 points. It was 14-17 on second down. You call a timeout. Streak play down the sideline to Josh. Take us into that timeout. Take us into that play call a little bit and the confidence you had in that play call.
Yeah, we gave them a little bit different formation. We thought maybe we might be able to get single coverage out there, and we did. You know, we came back with that later, too, and we didn't hit it, but Eli was smart enough to stay in bounds and keep the clock ticking. So, yeah, that was a huge play for us to get that pass, and that's our MO. You know, we want to be able to grind it out, but we have to put it up. It sounds like we're going to a dome, so we'll probably put it up a little bit next week, too.
Congratulations, Coach, again, and good luck next week up north.
Thanks so much, Mike. Go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
All right, we will have Mike Meiser join us back up into the studio to wrap up our postgame show as we continue here with our stats. Let's finish up the Pauwama-Westphalia offense here. 91 yards. Wolniakowski led all rushers for the Pauwama-Westphalia Pirates with 91 yards, one touchdown for 16 carries, an average of 5.6 per carry. Nirenberg had 65 yards on 17 carries, and Rademacher 5 carries for 26 yards. Simmon had 4 yards, and Dustin Smith with 3 yards. And A.K. Keisch, 9 yards on 3 carries. Nirenberg was 12 for 27 in passing for 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions for 144 yards. But down the stretch here, he had a streak where he was actually 1 for 7 in passing down the hard stretch, and that was really the difference in the game when PUW's offense started to become stagnant.
Well, 1 for 7 there, and he was 2 for his next, and 2 for 9 if you stretch it out even further. He had nothing going. The defensive line of Harbor Beaches started to create a little pressure, and actually, Clark, if I remember correctly, there were multiple drop passes in that situation as well.
Yes,
which
indeed
did not help Nirenberg out. But that just goes to show that Harbor Beach really, if you listen and watch from this game from beginning to end, Harbor Beach played their version of Pirate football. Pauwama-Westphalia was forced to play Harbor Beach Pirate football, and that was really the way the game went. Pauwama-Westphalia, known for their running game, they did not have a 100-yard rusher on their team today. They may have outgained Harbor Beach in total yards, but they did not score enough points to hang with this high-octane offense. And when Harbor Beach had their backs to the wall, they started throwing on them defensive backs. As you see what happens, Eli Kraft picked two of them off and turned one into instant offense.
As far as special teams go, Schneider had one return for 8 yards. Trey Bauer, 3 returns for 32 yards. And Thalen had 1 return for no yardage. Punting the ball, Rademacher had 2 punts in the day for 75 yards. One was inside the 20 for an average of 37.5 yards per punt. Then penalties, 4 penalties for Pauwama-Westphalia for a total of 50 yards. And those really came as critical moments like we were talking about, including the extra point, which resulted in they had to go for 2 and they failed, which really would have been a different. It would have been a 1-point game at one point.
Well, exactly right. And they two of those penalties, let me explain this correctly. Harbor Beach had more penalties and at 5, Pauwama-Westphalia had 4 penalties.
But
had way more penalty yardage. Reason being, Harbor Beach's penalties were false starts and encroachments. Pauwama-Westphalia's were personal fouls. We had an unnecessary, unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in the end zone, a necessary celebration that backed him up, as you were mentioning, that forced him to go for 2 from 20 yards away. And then the coach, after a touchdown by Harbor Beach, got a penalty for probably another unsportsmanlike, I guess you could define it as, but he was getting into the official's face, not getting a holding call. Harbor Beach could then kick the ball out of the end zone for no return, forcing Pauwama-Westphalia to go 80 yards, which it seemed like Pauwama-Westphalia lost the field position battle the whole night.
As far as Pauwama-Westphalia's defense go, they had 27 tackles, 3 for a loss for 5 yards, 1 tip pass, no interceptions, no forced fumbles, no recovered fumbles, and 1 penalty for 10 yards. Leading all tacklers was Rademacher with 5. Nirenberg had 4. Bauer with 1. Platy with 2. Keisch with 1. Wolniakowski with 3 tackles. Wawierna with 1. Simmon with 2 tackles. Russell with 1. Jadanoa with 3 tackles. Schaefer with 4 tackles. Ben Fox with two tackles, Fink with one tackle, and Chartrand with four tackles and three unknown tacklers. Tackles for a loss, three of them, Nuremberg with one for a yard, unknown for 3 yards, and Rademacher another yard on the TFL. The tip pass goes to Simmon, and then, of course, the penalty was against Bauer for 10 yards on defense. Harbor Beach's statistics so far, 37 plays rushing the ball for 162 yards. 107 of those came to Eli Kraft on 20 carries, which included one touchdown. Austin Seltz was next with 7 carries for 30 yards, no touchdowns. DJ Rittner, 2 carries for 6 yards. Mitch Hearn, 3 carries for 7 yards and 1 touchdown. And Travis Esmaker, 5 carries for 12 yards, which really changed up the shift of Harbor Beach's offense, really gave him a little different look.
Yeah, absolutely. As Eli Kraft was the leading rusher in the end of the first half, Austin Seltz really kind of got going with some big runs. As you see, his last 3 runs went for 8, 10, and 5 yards. Big-time runs there to kind of take the load off of Kraft's back. And obviously the touchdown run by Hearn. Estimaker got a couple runs there at the end to keep him off balance. And same with Hearn. He even got a couple more as time went on. All secure ball handlers that Coach Shelkey trusts putting the ball in their hands at any point in a game.
Eli Kraft passing the ball, 6 for 11 for 151 yards and 1 touchdown. Not too bad numbers there. Always impressive when you're over 50%. On average, 13 yards per passing play for Harbor Beach. Receiving the ball, Travis Esmaker, 2 for 2 for 83 yards, mostly in part due to that first touchdown, which was a 78-yard touchdown reception from Kraft to Esmaker to give up a 10-point lead to the Pirates. Callan Cook was 0 for 1. Josh Shelkey, 4 for 7 for 68 yards, including a 37-yard reception, and then one throwaway to Eli Kraft. Special teams, Austin Seltz, 1 return for 8 yards, and Shelkey had 2 returns for 81 yards. The opening kick, Josh Shelkey took back for 74 yards all the way down to Pauwama Westphalia's 11-yard line.
Yeah, absolutely, and that really set the tone for this game early, as they got off to a quick and easy first drive, converting it into a field goal, an easy 3 points, and actually were a little disappointed. They were happy they got the field goal, but with that great of field position, they were thinking touchdown. But that's how the game started, and Harbor Beach really had momentum right from the get-go, thanks to Pauwama Westphalia, afraid to kick it to Travis Esmaker, with rightfully so. Shelkey picks it up, a guy that doesn't usually get too many returns, and makes something big out of it.
And punting the ball, Eli Kraft actually had both punts for Harbor Beach today for 50 yards altogether. One was inside the 20 for an average of 25 yards, and really he was in the shotgun and he punted away trying to surprise Pauwama's.
The first one surprised him. I don't think the second one surprised him as much, but it was effective. Noticing on the extra point, the one that got blocked, their offensive line is just too small, so what they did is go into a shotgun formation, put 4 receivers out there and spread out all those defensive backs, and then it's a 5-on-5 battle for the offensive line and defensive line. Kraft's got his fullback in there to use as last resort protection, and then he just boots it away off the side of his foot and gets 25 yards a punt, and no return on both of those, by the way. So it worked out well for Harbor Beach.
And the stat of the day, in my opinion, Mike Meisner might be able to explain this a little better for me, but Nick Hassling started out the game with a field goal. 28-yard field goal was good, 3-0, and when it came down to it, Harbor Beach hung on to that 3-point lead, and that was really the difference in this game at one point.
I think it was huge. You know, if Pauwama Westphalia would have been able to tie or take the lead, they already had the momentum swing in the third quarter and towards the end of the third quarter. The big play for me was the reception by Josh Shelkey, the 40-yard reception on the sideline in the beginning of the fourth quarter, which ended up setting up the touchdown to take the 10-point lead. I think if Harbor Beach would have either turned the ball over on downs or a turnover on that drive, Pauwama Westphalia had so much momentum going, I believe they would have scored and taken the lead. I think that pass was the biggest single play in the game. But other than that, I think Harbor Beach defended well in the fourth quarter. After that third quarter, which is where they came out a lot slower than they did in the beginning of the game.
Well, basically, like you said, Harbor Beach won the first half and the fourth quarter. Pauwama Westphalia did win the third quarter, looking at how things went, how the game went along. But Harbor Beach definitely played this game the way they wanted to. They made Pauwama Westphalia determine their game plan and change their game plan because Harbor Beach come out and executed so well. And that pick six was a perfect example. Pauwama Westphalia wanted to run the ball. They didn't want